From atop a thick neck, a long, thin, almost cadaverous face regarded him. There was a slight ridge of a nose ending in a pair of slits over the lipless, expressionless mouth. The skin was ash pale and had an odd sheen to it, just like the large, bare hands. A straight-sided helmet enclosed the head, with two spiky adornments jutting up from either temple. The eyes stared out from sunken sockets, and Cauchy thought he saw a mournful sadness in them. For a moment.
"Another human," said the Lord General. "My Harkness tell me that there are thousands of your kind aboard those other ships, the ones that fled. Is this true?"
Cao Chi offered up a silent prayer to his honourable ancestors before answering.
"Regrettably, I can neither confirm or deny such matters," he said. "I spent most of my time in my stateroom playing tri-chess."
"Your defiance earns you no honour."
Those big ash-grey hands clenched.
"Hear me. I am Lord General Zhirak of the Shintanil Twice-Born, commander of the Stone Breath Regiment, over-captain of the Warcraft Bone Carrier. You are ours now. Soon you will be placed in the call, where your heart will be stopped, your blood cooled, and your mind-flesh silenced. Upon your re-emergence, you will know the way of dust and understand the beauty of obedience."
He raised a hand, and two shorter figures in similar dark grey armour appeared.
"Take this over to the Bone Carrier and to the call. My command is this."
As the Shintanil converged on his chair, Cao Chi smelt their mustiness again. Only now the corrupt taint seemed stronger and redolent of putrefaction. Dread settled over him like a deadening chill as they wheeled him away. Chapter 9. Legion. From a low grey sky, a steady drizzle was falling on Giant Shoulder, the jutting promontory whose sheer-sided presence dominated the coastal country west of Port Gagarin. Up on its flat summit, the rain spatter darkened the remaining masonry of the ancient Yevovo temple, pooled on the flagstones and soaked still further the compacted wreckage of the prefab huts that used to stand nearby. Now a large Brolturum facility, its walls a dark, shiny green, stood near the narrow end of the promontory. Beneath it was an immense trench that sloped down to the entrance to the anteroom leading to the Warpwell chamber, where analytic mechs monitored the well's energy profile. It was 5 days since the Legion Knight Scion Pear had plunged into the reactivated Warpwell's bright maw. The first set off a device which reversed the well's gravitic flow, allowing the second to plunge in and attempt to survive the terrifying descent down through hundreds of layers of hyperspace to that tormenting prison at its very nadir. Initial estimates gave a journey time of between 2 and 3 days, and thus a period of 4 to 6 days before the first cyborg warriors of the Legion actually emerged on the surface of Darien, the harbingers of a new age.